I'm speaking with Alan Adamson, Managing Director for Landor Associates, where he oversees strategic branding in industries that range anywhere from technology to healthcare and fashion. He's also the author of Brand Simple, which I just read. It's a great book about how successful brands build and maintain success by staying true to a simple, good idea. All right, Alan, I could probably go on about all of your accomplishments, but I want to let you tell about yourself in your own words. You started out with a degree from Newhouse School of Communications at Syracuse University, but can you tell me how you came to be where you are today?
Thank you for that nice introduction, and yes, I would be delighted to. I went to school at Syracuse thinking I was going to be a filmmaker because I had a passion for making films and photography and communications. And during my journey there, it became clear that while I had passion for it and was, I thought, reasonably talented, the people that were in the communications and film program were equally as passionate or more passionate and extremely talented. So while I enjoyed it, it became clear that this was not going to necessarily be my career choice. And when I graduated, Spielberg did not come to me with an offer to be his partner, nor did any other filmmaker. And short of going out to LA to wait tables, hoping for my big break, I decided to take the easy way out and go to business school. And I went back to get my MBA here in New York City at NYU's business school. But coming out of that, I wanted to find something that combined both business and film, if you would, and ended up joining Ogilvy & Mather, which is an ad agency, where I got to work on a number of clients. And while I didn't make real films, I made 30-second films, sometimes 60-second films, and even in the accounts, I did not get to really make them, but I got to see them being made and be close to the process, and it was a terrific place to start my career. And Ogilvy is still a terrific place for students looking to learn the advertising communications business. I spent a number of years there, then went on to brand management and ended up here at Landor.
How important do you think it is to go that step further and get an MBA to be in the business of advertising or branding?
I don't think it's that important. I think about half our people here have MBAs and half don't. So while it can be an advantage and can be helpful, it's not mission critical, if you will, or absolutely necessary. You know, more about it's more important to be a strong communicator, writer, presenter, thinker, strategic skills than it is to say, I have an MBA, please hire me. Because an MBA today is almost a cost of entry in many businesses. I know that's a bit of a contradiction, but we hire half undergrad, half grad. If you are unsure about what you want to do and you think a business degree, graduate business degree will be helpful, it certainly could be, and I would encourage anyone to do that. But if you have a passion for our business and want to jump right into it, don't let the fact that you don't have a degree stop you.
Do you think then it might be wise to start out in the business and then maybe go back for that degree if you decide that's...
Yeah, I think that's far... You will learn far more from your MBA experience if you have a few years of work experience anyway. So my counsel for most students is, if you can, graduate, go out and get some good work experience. And then if you find after a number of years you are still... needing more training, focused development, then go back for your MBA. But don't jump right in for your MBA if you can have a choice in the matter.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about branding, and then we'll go back a little bit more about actually working in the business. So branding, so that everyone's clear about what it is, it's not the same thing as advertising, and it's not marketing. But can you explain the difference?
Yeah. Everyone in the marketing advertising business does some form of branding, but branding is two parts. There's we live in a world of brands. Brands are ideas that are, you know, define a product or service or anything that is an image you have in your head that is a collection of associations. Branding is a process of getting those associations inside your head. So that could be advertising. You communicate what a product is through advertising, and that's branding. Public relations, it tells you, you read about Dove on the internet, and that's telling you something about Dove soap, and that's a form of branding. Direct mail is a form of branding. Identity and design is a form of branding. So almost every experience you have with a product or service, from the buying your iPod at the Apple store and the interaction you have with the help there to opening the package up and experiencing how the product boots up and how you use it, and then if you have a problem with it, the service you get, all those components work together to form an image in your head of what that product or service stands for, the brand stands for. So all those are branding tools. Advertising is a very, very powerful one, but in today's world, more and more, it's just one of many tools that marketers use to tell you about their product or service.
Right. Okay. Well, in your book, you talk about how good brand people are constantly looking for insights, these simple ideas that drive the brand. But do you ever allow yourself, when you're constantly looking for these insights, to just disconnect yourself? Like, how do you separate your work life from your family life, especially with how busy you are all the time?
It's hard to do, but it's if you are passionate about branding, you don't mind, you know, it becomes part of your life. So when you're on vacation at Disney World, you will be thinking and looking at how Disney is creating their experience and saying, yeah, that's sort of interesting. Why don't we try that for another company? So if you love what you do and you're interested in it, you're constantly observing the world around you. And in fact, to be successful in advertising or branding, any form of branding, you need to be very in tune with what's going on in the world. People who are successful in this business are very in touch with what's happening in the arts, the culture, society, every fabric of life. And so they are really astute observers of what's happening, why are people behaving this way, what's going on, and can take that observational and that knowledge of what's hot and what's not and what's working and what's not, and bring that to bear and provide that counsel and insight to their clients.
All right. So you're obviously a person who is passionate about branding. So do you have any particular stories or just general experiences that make this business rewarding, that why you've been in it for so long?
That's a very good question. I guess when I first started off in advertising and produced my worked on my first commercial for, I think, Country Time Lemonade way back when, so what I was doing, spending 6 months and finally developing the commercial, but then I would go visit friends in L.A. or in Des Moines or in Florida, and or talk to them, and you know, they would turn on the TV and they would see something I'd done. So no matter where you went, in any supermarket and any magazine, I could open up around the country and people, I could show, say, hey, I worked on this Country Time thing, and this is why we use the grandpa, and this is why, and it was just fun to see what I had done in big cities and small cities, in big stores and small corner stores, it was just exciting to see something you had worked on in your office launch across the country.
Is it still exciting?
It is. I still get a kick out of seeing something I've worked on in the store or in the marketplace, and it makes what you do very tangible. And we do a lot of nonprofit stuff now, helping nonprofit organizations break through and get noticed. And the work I did a couple of years for the National Children's Cancer Foundation to help them raise awareness of childhood cancer, and created the Cure Search brand for them to help them raise funds that will hopefully cure or increase our cure rate with childhood cancer. That has become the most rewarding work of all.
Right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the future of branding, because on one end we have this huge brand proliferation, competition is getting to be a lot greater, but also with technology and the internet, we have many more tools to work with. For example, I know some companies are creating Web 2.0 applications internally to bring everyone together and get them on the same page. So where do you think branding is headed in the future?
I think it's one of the languages of a flat world, to quote Tom Friedman. As people need to exchange ideas from businesses to consumers, or from businesses to businesses, or from people to people, people are going to need shortcuts to process more and more information. And really, brands are shortcuts. I can't figure out the difference in one computer and the other by looking through the chips and the speeds and the feeds and the components and trying to decide, you know, what combination of memory and processing speed do I need with what screen resolution. I just know that I need a Dell or I need a Apple, or and the differences. So brands are shortcuts, and in a world that has more and more choices, more and more information, shortcuts are more and more important. So when you're in a market and you're at a you don't recognize anything, and you don't know what you want to have for lunch, and you can't even read the menu boards, you can walk into, not that you want to, but you could walk into a McDonald's and be able to visually say, point to something and know what a Big Mac is in the smallest town in China, and be able to get that if you wanted to. And that's how brands help people navigate.
I definitely agree. I know last summer I studied abroad in Rome, and there were some people who just, it was so overwhelming sometimes to be in that foreign culture that they just had to go to McDonald's. Just not that they even necessarily went there when they were home, but it was that familiar brand.
It was that yeah, same with Starbucks. And so you have the choice of communicating and saying, what do we offer, and people getting it no matter where they are.
One final question about getting into the business. I've talked to some people in advertising and branding who say no matter what, the first 6 months or year will be pretty rough. You have to prove yourself. And I know there's a learning curve. You definitely have to start somewhere. But how realistic is this, and what might a new graduate expect in the first year or so on the job?
It is not quite in the old days of the William Morris Agency, which was a very famous talent agency, which is still a large talent agency. They used to make everyone at the William Morris Agency start in the mailroom. So they would have people graduating Yale and Harvard, and those Harvard grads would be delivering mail at a time when mail needed to be delivered around the office, which is now handled by email. So it's not quite that bad in advertising, but it is, you know, well, you won't be coming in the door and have to decide who is our celebrity spokesperson going to be for this brand. Do you want to go have lunch with three celebrities and tell us which one we should hire? Yeah, you will be starting on the, you know, here's a pile of paper, 400 pages of data on why people are drinking Pepsi over Coke. Please figure it out, or add up columns 1 and 6 and see if there are any trends. So be prepared to start at the in the data side, doing the analysis, looking for insights, helping other people get organized, simplifying complex issues. In fact, the people that are most successful are able to look at very complex things and figure out how to clarify them, simplify them, make them understandable. So yes, you'll need to start, as they say, in the trenches.
Okay. Well, thanks for all of your advice and information. It was great talking to you.
My pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Best of luck.